I have to excuse you that you got Marv a little bit late tonight, so I came in just now. Tonight's shiur, we have in mind for Yosef Aharon Ben Sora Feger, Yossi Chaikin, having an operation tomorrow. So we wish him for Shlema. Have in mind the learning tonight for him, his benefit. As you mentioned last time, you recall that the Parshas Noso is the longest Parsha, 176 psukim. Before I go to Parshas Baaloscha, I want to give a sort of introduction by stressing one or two points from Parshas Noso. The Rambam says that on Parshas Nosoi, we have over here the whole basis of tshuva, of repentance. But you have the Parsha here that mentions that if a person actually steals from another, so forth, even by Misoi, and he's guilty in that particular sense. It says he is vado is chatoso, and according to the Rambam, the major ingredient of tshuva, what tshuva is called, is the vidui. Vidui means the confession. Within the confession is included the feelings of remorse, because if he wouldn't have remorse, he wouldn't confess. What is he confessing? So there's the feelings of remorse you have over here naturally, and you have also that he will not do it anymore, cease and desist, and Kabbalah on the future. And the vidui is honor, that the pshat chotosi or visi pashati, as the Rambam says. That's the yisoid of vidui. Then there's other things that are added on by other commentaries, so forth. But the basis for the yisoid of tshuva, the mitzvah of tshuva, according to the Rambam, is from here. The Rabban learns in Parshas Nitzavim that the mitzvah that is over there, mitzvah Zoysa says over there in Nitzavim, refers to tshuva. Others learn that means Kol HaTorah over there, not talking about tshuva. So, therefore, according to the Rambam, this is the site over here for tshuva. And many commentaries ask why? Why Taka the Torah put the site of tshuva after over here? If you wanted to put it in the case where a person is taking robbery or stealing or et cetera from somebody, then you could have put it in other places of Vayikra, many other mitzvahs where you have that you could mention the concepts of tshuva over here. What are the why doctor over here, this particular place, is to put down his father's katoso, that in that in this particular place. Now, so the point over here is the Chiddush Erim says a very interesting concept over here, interesting svara, that the site of Gezel, he says, when a person robs someone else, you mean take away another person's money, and you don't have respect for his possessions, so to speak. He says that itself happens to be a basis, he says, a basis for all avelos, which means there's a tremendous chiddush. He says every avela that a person does, in a way, he's a gazlan too. He's a robber. Why? He's robbing from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Rabbeinu gave you a body, gave you good health, gave you life, and so forth, to operate, to do certain things, to do good things, and you take these kochos. These what you call abilities, capabilities that a person has, and utilize it to steal, to take from others. So you're actually taking away from the rest of these koyches and so forth, stealing them to use for nefarious means, for bad purposes and so forth. So therefore, he says, in every aveira there's an element of gezel, tremendous chiddush, and then a person who does tshuva. It has to do with tshuva, not only in the sense of the aveira that he does, but also for the concept that he revered in the from the gifts that the Rebbe Shlom gave to him and used them for various purposes that should not be done. And therefore, that's why it's mentioned Dafke by the angel of Gezel over here. Dafke, this purpose, this we're talking by when the taking when the person takes from another one, and the key is Bar Mitzvah and so forth. And the angel of in this particular sense. And this is a very interesting kiddush that's brought about in dealing between man and man. And by every aveira, even what a person does, an aveira, it also has to see. In fact, I could bring a raya to him from the Gemara Brachos when the Gemara says that if a person eats without making a bracha, he's a gazlan. Also, losing gezel, the Gemara says in six perek, it's like steals from the Rabbanit Shalom. Everything Hashem orders, Hashem I said Hashem orders some lawyer. So before you make a bracha, it belongs to the Rabbanit Shalom. The whole world is his. You make a bracha like you buy from him. You get permission to use it. You take it without the bracha like you're stealing. Because there's an element of gezel. And also the book brings over there, Rashi explains, it's gezel, because the Jews are going to suffer because of that. Because what he does and so forth, his avarice are going to affect Klal Yisrael. So in a sense, he's stealing from them their freedom and so forth. There's always an element of gezel involved in all the activities that a person does. There's the involvement of gezel, and it's interesting that there's a balaturim, an interesting balaturim in Parshas Veschanim, and where it says by Krishna there, uvukumecha. So balaturim says that by uvukumecha. The word "vikumecha," when you say Krishna in the morning when you get up and so forth, at the top of the kuf, the kif, we say the kuf is a special tagin. When you write a Sefer Torah, any special such a thing that you make on top, they call the tagin. And certain letters have that, but here the kuf has it. He says, "Why over here?" And he says that this kuf is merame is 100. Kuf is 100. He says. And when a person gets up in the morning, he should know that he has in front of him to make 100 brachos. Meir brachos b'chol yoyim. And meir brachos, he says, are mechaper and the meir klolos. There are 98 klolos in Parshas Ki Savoy, plus the two b'chol makir, b'chol loyim, that's two more. So there's 100 total, he says. And that 100 is mechaper, that 100 klolos, you can be mechaper with the brachos that you make. That you show the Rebbe Shlom that everything is his and you take from him legally. Not that you grasp illegally. The person that's mechaper that right when he gets up in the morning, that he's already facing the day to try to make mei brachos b'chol yoyim as a kapora and as a sleeper for the klolos. Right, there's other 45 klolos also in Bichol Kaisai. But what I said last time is a good answer for that, because the Klolos and Bichol Kosei deal with the Klal Yisrael, the Rabbin. That's for the nation that they would have to do with the Shemitah and so forth. But over here, Kisava is a Loshin Yochid. Look at the difference in the Loshin, in the language of the Klolos in each of the places. In Kisava, it's all speaking to the individual. And I remember I said that's why over there, Kisava, there is no consolation mentioned at all, because it's up to you. You have to do tshuva. But in the Chukai side, there's a consolation because it's the people, the nation. The nation, the Rosh Hashanah promised that he'll never destroy them no matter what. But therefore, there's consolation over there. So, therefore, that's why the Baal HaTikvah says the Meir Brachos are Mechaper and Meir Klolos. So, we see that there's instance the idea of the concept of Gezel. Of taking from somebody that doesn't belong to you, then got the right to that. The Ikra Aveira, and that's what it says. Talk we had in Noyach, and that was the coup de grace in a sense by the what do you call it by the marble that the Xera was sealed because of Gezel and so forth. Gezel even Pochus Mishav proved that they used to steal less than a penny's worth. but he took away from somebody else. As you say, the that's the concept that we in the so that's what the Rishonim said. They bring the dafki over here to show you that by all Palatayra Kula has a din of Gezel. And the next point in conjunction with that is that you have the parasha of Sait over here, question of adultery. You might memoriam and you're familiar with the whole, followed by the parasha of Nozir, where he can't drink wine, can't defile himself to basin or cut his hair. Element of a Kiddusha, higher level. And after that, it ends with the Birkas Kohanim. And the Rishonim and comment, the Achronim and commentaries that they're also Rishonim ask, why with the Birkas Kohanim? What is it connected to Nozir, to Saita? Would the Birkas Kohanim have that over here? Why Birkas Kohanim over here? Well, it's interesting, you have to see that the Gemara says, what about Nozir connected to Saita, as Rashi brings from the Chazal? A person sees a Saita in her difficulty, what she has to go through and so forth, after she's taken in by the Kohen and the witnesses, etc., due to the minor Morim. Yazirat because wine could be a source of Klola. Wine could be a source of Klola, could be a source of Bracha. Person that drinks, inebriate, etc., needs to cite the Kikula. He should be very, very careful in the drinking of wine and so forth. That's a, and that's nausea. If he sees he's weak, he should recover himself for nausea, but he could be careful and he'll be obligated not to be able to drink wine. The Kohen cannot drink the wine, as it says Parsha Shmini, the wine by the union of what do you call it by the Avodah or by the Nisias Kapayim and so forth. He made Kiddush before and all that. They're not, you don't know Nisias Kapayim. But therefore, you could say that the Nisias Kapayim is put next to the Nozir and the Saita, two things. That first of all, the Kohen should be careful. He has to know too to be careful with wine. That he has to, that he knows that he can't drink wine. If you want to give the bracha to Klal Yisrael, you can't drink just wine before that and so forth. You have to be very careful with that. Wine can be a klola. And what I'm saying is actually basically a bit of, into a klayokot that brings that particular concept in that point. So we can bring out that idea over here, and I'm applying it as far as the Kohen has to be careful in that particular situation. Also, you could say, as far as the Kohen is concerned, in the end of Birkas Kohanim, I want to say maybe the opposite of the Kliyoka too, in a positive way. And if you have Saita and Nozir, but also there's Birkas Kohen, which means wine could also be used for, as I said, for the highest level. You make Kiddush with wine, Havdolos with wine, see the Kiddushin, all mitzvahs preceded the word Priyagofen. That wine can be held as the introduction to mitzvah portion, as the Beisilo brings in the Maamar Brachos and for eighth parak. That's why you make the bracha by Priyagofen first. In fact, it's also it's a todir. But every one of these mitzvahs, you haven't got the wine, you can't make the bracha and so forth. So you have to by Priyagofen. And so we see that wine could be the highest level. And so I want to say maybe that could also be the connection from the Kohanim to the Nozir and Saita. Just like you had over here, Nozir and Saita to show you the negative side of the wine, that it could bring Chashashon to adultery, to what you call hilarity and so forth. Hilarious, and that could lead to frivolity, it could lead to all kinds of avarice, drunkenness, inebriate, and so forth. And as far as killing people, accidents, they see by the car what goes on every single day. I just heard on the radio today. A judge ran the car into another one and knocked the car and was hit and run. You hear? The judge was hit and run, the idiot. And she was a lady judge. And they caught her. Now she's going to have to face charges, whatever it is over there. But probably let her off. But the fact is that we see that the, and she was drunk. Maybe that's why she sped away. Well, she knew she was drunk and she didn't want they should catch her, that she's so, that she, what do you call that, driving while intoxicated, DWI, so forth. But the fact you see that this could lead to who knows what. So then right away, the Pasuk says, he should know that wine could be Kedusha, wine could be for holy purposes in that sense. When a Kohen is careful with his wine, he can make him because Kohanim and so forth. And with the wine, you can make all the brachos, all the mitzvahs that you do, in a positive sense, utilizing the wine. The thing is that each thing has its place, but you have to use it in the proper way. Same thing we said with the gezel. If you make the bracha, it becomes yours. Without the bracha, it's gezel. It's not yours, and so forth. And with that, you see, with every mitzvah pertains to that particular point. And that's what the Rambam says. Every aveva that a person does, the Indian of confession, individually, in that sense, includes a tinge of what you call gezel, that particular sense of stealing and robbery at that particular point. With that, I'll come to the parsha of Ba'aloyiska, where we see that the Aaron HaKohen, this week we have parsha Ba'aloyiska, where it begins with the opinion of the menorah, lighting the menorah that Aaron did for 40 years in the Midbar. Now, interesting that Aaron could have given it over to somebody else too. Why did he give them no? You don't need the Kohen Gadol for that. But the Chibur HaMitzvah, he didn't want to do it. He did that himself. As Rashi said, "L'havdil shvuchos shel Aaron," to tell the Shevach, praise of Aaron, Shloshina, that he didn't change, he didn't do different. He did exactly what he was told. Exactly. Many asked the question over there, why is there a question Aaron wouldn't do what he was told? Of course, he'd do what he was told. What's the Chiddush over there? What is the Chiddush? What is the innovative concept over there that Hagi Shvachos shel Aaron that he didn't change? Which reminds me what I said when Rosh Hashim was Nifta, and I was Mechavan in Van Kotler before Shabbos, and they made the Levaya on Sunday. I was there by the Levaya. I couldn't go in, of course, but I was outside with 25 or 30,000 other people, or at least, and the shul was packed. And it seems that about 3 o'clock, we had to go to Eretz Yisrael already. They were taking out the body, and people were waiting because they had said that the Sakhbar Rebbe was going to come even though there's Litvish and that. And sure enough, as they took out the body, the Sakhbar Rebbe came. And the Mechabad spoke outside. And he said what I said the previous Shabbos, the day before, in Young Israel. That time it was in Coney Island and Seagate. That Hagi Shvuchos shel Aaron Shloshina. He said the Shevach of Aaron Kotel Aaron, was that he didn't change, which means the yeshiva that he had in Europe, the way, the derech of the Avos, the Masorah that he had, the tradition, he planted it here in America. He didn't become Americanized. He didn't bring in all kinds of new things and so forth. New God. Shloshina didn't change one thing. It had to be exactly the same. In fact, we had the Seder, exactly the Seder in Europe. It was very difficult to Seder at that time in Lakewood. It was from 9 o'clock in the morning until 2, and then from 4 till 9. That was the Seder. And to a quarter to 2 was Mincha, till 2 to 4 was lunch. You had off, and from 4 to 9 was the second Seder. And then you'd have Maariv, and then you had supper at 10 o'clock. That was the Seder in Europe. That's how we kept it. We didn't change anything. It's interesting that later they did change, it seems now. The different storm they have, but all right. But the fact is that he said that time he saw the best speaker of all. He said, Hagish, that's the shkus of a person. He said that he does what he's told and what it's supposed to be in the halacha, and nobody can make him change. Not money, he says, raising funds, whatever it may be, promises, or they won't help the yeshiva, they will help the yeshiva. He goes along what he has to do. Shloshina. What is the place by Aaron? So I wanted to say the tendency over here, but is also another thing that when a person, I had a Rebbe, for example, he said a very interesting thing. When you start the Gemara, if you people are familiar, I'm sure you know, even in the Chumash of Gemara, when you start the first page, always the first word is like encompassed in like a little box. But in Gemara, it's like at the center and the top. That shows the beginning of the new Perek, the beginning of the new Perek, the new Masech, the new, that's a whole new start, the new start, new thing. And by the Chumash and so forth. So he said, we used to learn, he said if he was, if it was up to him, he would make on every page of the Gemara to start like that, that the first word should be on top with a bit of, with a little box over here, a new page. He said, because like this, when you start the Masechta, everybody thought, oh, a new Masechta, we're learning good. So comes Daf Bey, Daf Gimel, Daf Tal, as you get to get used to it, you fall down a little bit. He said, this would be every page. It comes to, oh, it's a new Masechta, it's a new page. He said, that's what he would do. He'd read the Masechta, that it's so the kids should receive and say, oh, it's something new. But the point is, the nature of a person is that familiarity breeds contempt. That the more you do the same thing again and again and again, it becomes like the it becomes like like in passive and so forth. It's superficial, and you do it. That's the Pshat Bayah, which means that same fervor, the same devotion, the same dedication to the Slavos that he did the first time when he lit that menorah was every single day of every 40 years. Was that fire that was there for the first day. That's Shloshina, which means that feeling, that approach, that thing, that didn't change. And that's the person when you do a mitzvah, for example, put on tefillin every day. First puts on a tefillin, and he thinks of the moment he puts on a tefillin. Ah, it's like the first time he's putting on tefillin, it's my mitzvah. Not like that. That's the concept of a mitzvah and so forth. That's Shloshina. Person can reach a madrega like that, in a sense. That's the shevach. It's a shevach because it's an automatic thing by a person. You get used to saying it's a habit. You get used to it and so forth. But if you read that madrega, the person who reached that high, that's the hagid shvocha shel Aaron shloshina, that it didn't change, and that mice of that, that's the shevach of Aaron HaKohen. That want to bring out that then applies to every single person when you do a mitzvah. That not to take it, oh, yeah, every day you eat matzah, but every time you eat that piece of matzah, like the Goyen says, it's like I'm kaim a mitzvah. Mitzvah Kiyum is that the field that is a mitzvah to eat another piece of matzah, another piece of matzah, and so forth. That the field that feeling that Islam is that fire, that burning, that a person does a mitzvah constantly in that particular way. That we can say in the plants over here, that he didn't change and that fire was there all 40 years at that particular point. And based on that, as we said, therefore, each person has his place and his mokum, the mitzvah of the Mekayim. We come to the Levium. I'll try to fit it in. We come to the Levium over here, where Gershom chose the Levi. After we had Gershom, Kohath, and Merari, the actual activities that they performed and so forth, even though Gershom was the choir, but Kohath was listed first. And the question they asked, why is Kohath listed first? So that I wanted to say very simple, that it's not because Kohath was better than Gershon, actually. And I found this, I found part of this later in a commentary, that, but this, the idea over here was Kavod HaTorah, because Kohath carried the Ohrid. And all the articles of Kiddush and so forth. But that gave him the first, it mentioned first in the Torah and Parshas Bamidbar. In fact, they asked, why don't you mention Gershon and Merari and Bamidbar too? But it's cut off. His Parshas is Bamidbar, the last Shvi. Then you begin, Nosai, we began with Gershon and Merari. But the Parsha does begin with, in Nosai, which says, no soy es loish b'nei Gershon gam heim the base of loish, also them, which doesn't say by Merari. You look at the Chumash, you'll see after Gershon it says u'b'nei Merari. They did the why? Because really there was a title by Gershon why he wasn't, he's the b'chora. So the Torah is mentioning over here that Gershon has the same skus as Kohath. Nosoi, it says by Gershon, and Nosoi by Kohath. But it doesn't say by Merorin also. But it only says Tifkidein. That's it. Not Lesser Kodesh related. Not, no, it doesn't mention. Rosh should bring that. Why? Because Gershom also was an element of Kedusha. He was what you call, the cause was primary because he had the actual Keli, the Ore of Gershom had the coverings, the Parechas, the Kaporis, so forth, all the coverings for these things, and for the Mishkan, the coverings that were not in any special house that you would have. The special types of these are made special for the Mishkan. The covering, these were the Tashmishi Kedusha, which means the secondary aspects to Kedusha. So he says, Gam Hain, they also have Kodesh, but they are the second level. But you should know that Gershom and Eschahoras are the same level. That's why Gam Hain, Mishpachoisa, they are like also like Kohos, except they're second behind Kohos, because Kohos carry the actual Ore, the actual Torah. They had to carry already, they covered, their cover was on there, and they carried all the Tashmishim that were used for these particular purposes. Therefore, they considered the secondary. But Merori was carry simple the wood, but in any house, the wood with the underpinnings over there, the atonim, the bottoms, the foundation, that's it. And the walls of that's all right. That's like any house you have. But that's why they mentioned over here, but name Merori. That was the lower level in that sense. Doesn't say over there, Noso, like Nisia, nobility, fire up. So see that particular difference with these things. So the person chose the Levium in place of the Bechorim, and said, Kol HaZorah Korev Yumos, which means even the Levium, they, one cannot, Merori can't go to Kohos and take, he can't go to Gershom, sorry, Gershom can't go to Kohos. And in fact, he saw the Pesach at the end of Bamidbar, in the end of year, at the end of Bamafta, where it said over there that Aaron HaKohen and Eleazar ben Aaron have to be on the Mishmar, careful, that they shouldn't, Levium shouldn't go there because they're going to die. In fact, there's a fantastic Medrash in Pasuk Nosoi that states in the beginning, if you saw the counting, I'll go over with you, by Kohos at 8,600. And what do you call it? Gershon only 75. And we already had the 32 or less. And later on, by over here in Nosoi, it brings out that the Kohos had the least. Only 2,200 at least. Less than all of them. What's that? The Medrash says there, Shekilo Bohem Haroi. Many of them died because they were not supposed to see the Ara. The Ara had to be covered before they were able to go to carry it. And covering in such a way they shouldn't see it. And that was the job of Elozim and Aaron HaKohen and so forth to see the Shmir over there. They see that they that nobody should come close in that sense. And the Medrash says, Shekilo Bohem Haroi. The more Kodosh the person is, the more careful he has to be. And the same thing, each one could not go to the other one's level in that sense, the other one's job. And those that were the Levim that were singers cannot be the watchmen. Watching, each one had his particular place. You take Lahabdul in the army. The guy would go for the infantry, he wants to go to the artillery to go. You put him on a court martial. You have a place where you have to be. You can't go in any place where you want. That's where you put, that's your place, that's your mokum. There's a fantastic story told about the Mishkan Rav on that. He used that particular analogy that I just said. I remind myself on Yom Kippur, the wealthiest guy in Brisk. And after Kolidre and so forth, people set up a whole night and they said all the meters over there, and they said all the different tillim and so forth. And this rich, the richest guy in what do you call it, Brisk, also stayed. So the Brisker Rav came over to him from Chaim Brisker, before the Brisker, Chaim before the Brisker Rav, Chaim after the his father Beis HaLevi came over to him. He said, "Get him shlof." He sent them home. He said, "Look," he said, "everybody, this is a we're on Tzvah Hashem. Everybody has his job. My job is what I have to do with the road. People have to say tillum and so forth. Your job is to give money." He said, "Your job is to support and to do. You go home and sleep and take it easy. Come back and give the money that you're supposed to give. said, "That's what you have to do. Not to sit there and say that." He sent them all. He says, "When arms, the artillery goes into the infantry." He says, "He's a court martial. The Moshe wants, he gave you money that you should give to support the Klal Yisrael and so forth. You're the richest man in Brisk, and that's your Eschaivus and your kippah to be mekabel and Yisrael. That's your tilum," he says. He's worried to get think what he said. And so you see that what each person has.
Hello.
Hello? Each person.
He didn't mute himself.
What?
He didn't mute himself. It's okay.
Oh, each person has his mokum, has his particular place in that mokum. So I wanted to finish about the Levium, but it's already too late now because there's a pasuk over there where it says, when Moshe chose the Levium, it says over here that the Levium over here, that if they'll be Mekayim, what the Moshe said, and he takes them out from the Klal Yisrael, then they're going to be, it's going to be what you call Nisunim Heimoli, that the Levium are set for me. Nisunim Heimoli. What's that? Nisunim Heimoli, that they're the ones that can do the avodah. And that pasuk is mentioned five times for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. It mentions five times B'nai Yisrael. And all commentators say, why five times in one pasuk where it says, pasuk Yutess, where it mentions where it mentions Klal Yisrael in that particular sense that they have, that they're going to have, that they should have this. So there's a two different pshat will be a Rashi and the Bala Turim, but I'm going to talk about it next time because it'll take too long. Rashi gives one pshat, Bala Turim another pshat, but I want to say that they're both really saying the same thing, except there's a Rashi's taking one side, he takes the other side of a certain basic concept that I was bringing out a whole night tonight, that each person has to know his place. My whole point, knowing your place. And we'll see this on Wednesday. I'll explain you what Rashi says, pshat, why five times at this point. You look it up, Perek Ches, prosecute test, it should be. And therefore, it's that the Sunin, the Aaron of the bottom, and so forth. Here it is. We talk about Israel. As a way as B'nai Yisrael, Vayomoye, the Chapin of B'nai Yisrael, Liam Hem Negev B'nai Yisrael, and he says, Geshen B'nai Yisrael, El HaKodesh. Five times B'nai Yisrael. That particular point. Perek Ches, prosecute test. And I'll speak on that Rashi. And that Bala Turim is next time. We hope with Fu Shlema, as I mentioned before again, for Yosef Aharon Ben Sora Fagin to have an operation tomorrow. Any point?
So you're leaving us with a cliffhanger?
I think maybe you'll come back.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to worry. Good night.
Thank you.
Kaya, thank you.
I have a question.
Who's that younger? Who is that?
No.
Let's start. Yeah,
I have a question concerning the Meneidah.
Yeah, what?
Well, you know, but why Lam in Tilim, some example, I'm in why is it many places in the shape of a Meneidah?